From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A Dubai-based airliner has crashed in southern Russia, killing all on board. The Boeing 737-800, operated by Fly Dubai Airlines, was trying to land in bad weather in Rostov-on-Don, about 950 kilometers south of Moscow. Officials say that there were 55 passengers and 7 crew members on board when the plane crashed and broke into pieces about 250 meters short of the runway. Anthony Lopez answered media inquiries about the flight.
Fly Dubai regrets to confirm that the flight FZ981 crashed on landing, and fatalities have been confirmed as a result of this tragic accident.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said providing assistance to relatives of the victims is a priority, according to a Kremlin spokesman. Local officials said at the time of the crash there were winds of up to 50 kilometers per hour. The most wanted man in Europe, Salah Abdeslam, was captured Friday in Brussels, Belgium, that is. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports.
A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office gave the details of Salah Abdeslam's arrest during a police raid Friday afternoon in the Brussels neighborhood of Molenbeek.
Salah Abdeslam was arrested at about 4:40 p.m. during the house search in the Rue 80 by the special units of the federal police.
The spokesman said another man, identified as Monir Ahmed Alaj with the alias of Amin Shukri, was also injured during the shootout and hospitalized. 3 other people were arrested during Friday's raid. The arrests bring to an end a 4-month manhunt for Abdeslam, whom authorities counted among the jihadists who plotted and carried out the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris.
This is VOA News. The European Union and Turkey have reached a deal to help turn the tide of illegal migrants headed to Europe. Under the agreement, all migrants who illegally enter Greece from Syria and elsewhere, including those already in Turkey, will be sent to Turkey after they are registered and their claims for asylum in Europe are considered. In exchange, thousands of refugees who fled to Turkey and legally sought asylum will be resettled equally across the 28 EU members. The deal is set to take effect on Sunday. More than 1.2 million migrants have landed primarily on Greek and Italian shores since January of 2015. About 4,000 have drowned while trying to cross the Aegean Sea between Turkey and Greece. The United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's launch of 2 medium-range ballistic missiles, saying it clearly violated UN resolutions. In a unanimous statement, the Council expressed grave concern over the launches it called unacceptable. Ambassador Ismael Abrau Gaspar Martins of Angola is the Security Council president.
And the Council is definitely working seriously on the adoption of resolution, which was adopted on the 2nd of March on DPRK, for a full compliance by the members of the Council of the sanctions regime which has been adopted.
North Korea test-fired the missiles Friday in defiance of UN resolutions prohibiting that country from developing nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. The UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein says Burundi is on the brink of what he called a sudden escalation of violence. Zayed told the UN Security Council Friday that continued human rights violations and impunity for perpetrators mean that many of Burundi's people live in terror. Burundi has been mired in a violent political crisis since April of last year, when President Pierre Nkurunziza sought and won what many see as an unconstitutional third term.
And there it is, the hatch now open on the Soyuz spacecraft, that hatch opening.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft has docked with the International Space Station with a 3-man crew, including an astronaut, about to break an American record. By the end of his 6-month mission on the space station, Jeff Williams will have spent more accumulated time in space, 534 days, than any other astronaut in U.S. history. This is Williams's 3rd time aboard the International Space Station. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.